All the NPR shows this week have been reporting on the war on drugs. And on Day to Day, we've been looking at methamphetamine. Today, the story of one California woman who spent 5 years on meth says she lost 5 years to it. Here's reporter Rachel Miro of member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
6 years ago, when methamphetamine had its claws sunk deep in Sharon Edens, she sucked much of the family's finances up her nose. At the time, she felt meth helped her be a better mother and housekeeper.
In the beginning, it's just a supercharged feeling. You can stay awake for 6 days in a row and still feel perfectly sharp and focused. In the early stages of her use, until it takes its toll on your body and it really does the damage that the chemicals in this do to you.
Edens says she was a trophy blonde when she started using. The effects of the drug on her body were almost instantaneous.
My teeth were instantly just starting to crumble in my mouth from the use. I would, you know, fidget in the mirror for hours. You get pimples and you see these little marks and whatnot on people that just can't stop picking their face. That's the kind of thing I would do. And you could just see the changes going on. My family was devastated. I would just get depressed, but use more.
She gave her daughter over to her family. Her brother convinced her to try a religious rehab program in Bakersfield, but it didn't take.
It was just, let's pretend that didn't happen and focus on God. And it just did not work for me.
What followed were years of arrests, short jail stays, and, as she puts it, bad attitude. Eventually, Edens opted for probation and mandatory state-financed drug rehab instead of jail time. Some 50,000 nonviolent offenders convicted of drug possession have taken up the option since it first became available in California 6 years ago under Proposition 36. But the results have been mixed. Some people never show up for rehab. Others, like Edens, don't take it seriously. Like many Prop 36 charges, she was sent to cheaper outpatient rehab first.
I thought I was slick and could get away with things. You know, I'll just use in between my groups, and I'll just use every other day, which you can't, and sooner or later I just stopped caring about going to the outpatient stuff.
That's pretty typical, says Rick Rawson, associate director at UCLA's Integrated Substance Abuse Program.
Many meth users and substance abusers in general have to take a couple of runs at treatment, the same way we see with nicotine dependence.
Critics of Prop 36 say it would be more effective if judges could incarcerate treatment-resistant patients as soon as they stop cooperating. Rawson argues more funding would help, too. So judges have more discretion to send people like Edens to residential treatment before they've failed out of less intensive programs.
Some of the really severely addicted meth users really need some kind of residential treatment to get their use stopped and to be able to get through the initial weeks of recovery. Now, outpatient treatment is necessary, but it's not always sufficient.
After Sharon Edens failed her outpatient program, a judge sent her to a residential facility where Edens endured 17 hours a day of what she calls hardcore programming. This time around, she was more motivated, facing the back end of Prop 36's provisions.
It was the threat of 3 years of prison and the threat that my family's not going to return my daughter to me and the threat that, you know, I'm going to really lose everything. The last time, I think, scared me enough that I took it seriously.
How many people might follow in Edens' footsteps? Again, Rick Rawson of UCLA.
The honest answer is we don't really know. We know there are more meth users in treatment in California than there are any other category of drug users, including alcohol users. But the best estimates I've heard are that possibly as many as 3% of the adult population have some kind of problem with methamphetamine, which would put the number at somewhere around 1 million.
And how many are in treatment?
I think it's somewhere well under 100,000.
2.5 years later, Sharon Edens is still clean. She meets with fellow rehab alumni once a month. She designs ad inserts for a local paper. She's watching her daughter become a force to reckon with on the basketball court. Edens' meth addiction is something fading away in the rearview mirror.
It's embarrassing, it's humiliating, but I can speak about it because it really is my past. It's something that I've chosen not to do anymore.
For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.
We've got all our earlier drug stories collected at our website, npr.org. You can see the whole week-long series, America's Forgotten War, there.